You're listening to the Financial Forum Radio Network with Russ Jalbert, founder of the Jalbert Kelly Financial Group and author of the bestseller, Rescue Your Retirement. For over 30 years, Russ and his team have been helping families in Michigan live better lives in retirement. If you have questions about your retirement, you've come to the right place. Their lines are always open at 877-807-7233. So grab your pen and get ready to grow your nest egg. Here's Russ Jalbert.
Hello, and thanks for being with us today. This is Russ Jalbert, and with me today is Patrick Kelly, who is a registered investment advisor with our firm. We're a local company, and we've been in Metro Detroit for over 40 years. We're experienced, we're independent, and we are Michigan's only financial show heard on weekends. Today, this is tax season, and we have a tax deadline coming up, and so today we're going to talk about some of the things that you may want to be aware of. One is the benefits of an IRA, and the other is we're going to discuss a health savings account, and this is something that can serve as a retirement savings account for investors who can afford it. Plus, we're going to share some tips on the moves to make to cut your taxes next year. But first, we're going to talk about a few of the tax tips to help you make it through tax day with the focus on leveraging your retirement savings.
This is the Financial Forum Radio Network with Russ Jalbert. Our lines are always open at 877-807-7233. Now, from the Financial Forum Radio Network studios, here's Russ.
On the road again. I guess that's probably not a very good Willie.
You have a pretty good voice, Russ. I didn't know that about you.
Anyway, the road show continues, and we're going to be coming out there to Plymouth, to Northville. We're going to be actually at the Novi. Is it the Hilton or the Sheraton?
The Sheraton, I believe,
we're gonna be we're going to be the Novi Sheraton on April 30th. We're going to be there at 4:30 until 6:30 or so. Now, listen, these are small, intimate gatherings. So you can register online and get all the information, but we're going to be there. We want to answer your questions. We want to talk about the basics of retirement planning. This is a chance for you to come out and meet us, to say hi. It's a chance for us to meet you and to say hi also. So see you at the Novi Sheraton on, let's see, what is it, April?
April 30th.
April 30th, 4:30 to 6:30. We're a local company, and we've been in Metro Detroit for over 40 years. We're experienced, we're independent, and we are Michigan's only financial show heard on weekends. This is tax season, and we have a tax deadline coming up, and so today we're going to talk about some of the things that you may want to be aware of. One is the benefits of an IRA, and the other is we're going to discuss a health savings account, and this is something that can serve as a retirement savings account for investors who can afford it. Plus, we're going to share some tips on the moves to make to cut your taxes next year. But first, we're going to talk about a few of the tax tips to help you make it through tax day with the focus on leveraging your retirement savings. Do you think some people are born procrastinators? I mean, is there maybe something bigger going on? Well, with tax season here and the deadline to file quickly approaching, it got me thinking. I'm sure you know somebody who has filed an extension, or maybe you've even done it yourself, and there are some very valid reasons for delaying your taxes, and we're not talking about those circumstances. We're talking about scenarios where you delayed them because you just didn't get to it on time, or it's kind of better known as procrastination. And it seems that we only procrastinate on things that we don't want to do or we don't find pleasure in. Now, I doubt many people procrastinate on doing something like taking a vacation. You know, so there it is. Perhaps taxes are not considered the most fun thing to work on, especially if you owe money, but procrastinating a little really won't cause any harm. But if you stick your head in the sand, it can add up to a big problem. And it might not be the best idea to procrastinate on doing your taxes and then decide not to file them at all. So the point is that you can't stick your head in the sand on these critical issues and expect to come out ahead. The importance of doing these plans for you and your loved ones is immeasurable, and the consequences of not doing it are severe. Procrastinating on these things, well, it never goes away, and it sits in the back of your mind like an unwelcome guest that won't leave. Now, it might seem like a good idea that you're delaying with something and that you find unpleasant and doesn't bring you joy, but the truth is that putting it off really creates more stress on yourself. Instead of being done with the filing of your taxes and planning for your future or creating your estate plan, you're carrying the burden of the unfinished items for a lot longer than setting a deadline and completing it. The best part about this is that you don't have to go it alone. You can meet with your CPA, you can meet with your financial advisor, or an attorney. If you get the right financial advisor, he might be able to help you with all those services inside their practice or through the professional relationships that they have established. In most cases, you can get complimentary meetings to assess your needs. So, fear not, my procrastinating friends. You can rest easier tomorrow than you did today by picking up the phone and asking for help. You'll be amazed at how good it feels to start working ahead of schedule, and who knows, you might even like it. Today we're going to talk about taxes, as we said at the top of the show, and we're going to begin by talking about how do you get through tax day itself, and we have some tips that we want to offer. With me, as I've said, is Pat Kelly. He's a registered investment advisor with our firm. And by the way, I want to welcome you to the show today, Pat.
Yeah, thanks, Russ. It's awesome to be here. Great to be with everyone.
Well, listen, some of the tips that we can give people on getting through tax day, we're pretty close to the deadline and we're not going to have a lot of time, but there are a couple things that I think that we can offer people in the way of maybe some good ideas.
Yeah, certainly. I think, first of all, you want to check for your deductions. You want to probably go through your credit card statements, your bank statements, and just make sure that you haven't left off any charitable contributions that you made last year. And don't forget those small ones, because a lot of times those add up. I would say if you're going to double check, you're also going to want to look. Sometimes it's easy to forget about when you're putting away money for grandkids' future education. You're going to want to look if you've what you've contributed to your 529 college saving plans as well.
Yeah, I think that's a very good idea. And, you know, something that's not going to hit a lot of our clients, but it's going to hit a few, is going to be this Savers Tax Credit. It's something we've never talked about on the show. Tell us a little bit about this Savers Tax Credit.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. So the Savers Tax Credit, it can be applied to the first $2,000 of contributions by workers to their 401k, 403b, or IRA. So individuals have a maximum credit of $1,000, and couples have a maximum credit of $2,000.
Well, you know, that's kind of important for people who are not high-income earners. I think that if, in fact, your income is less than $30,500, if you're single, 61, if you're married, that would be a meaningful deduction. So be aware of the Savers Tax Credit. What about capital loss carryovers?
So capital loss carryovers are the idea that any money that you lost from previous investments in previous years, you can actually bring those losses over as deductions on your current year's tax filing, so 2014. And that's up to $3,000.
You know, saving for retirement is one of the most effective ways, saving for retirement is one of the most efficient ways to lower your taxes while also building this next nest egg. And what I've said here is that if you are filing, if you start this all over again, saving for retirement is one of the most effective ways to lower your taxes while also building a nest egg. And what I, with that said, that if you're one of these tax filing procrastinators, I want to just suggest that you start earlier next year, okay? And by doing this, you can make the tax deadline much less stressful, and you can maximize your tax savings and come out very well ahead and have greater tax efficiency. You know, usually professional advice, you have the opportunity to pay less taxes than you do if, in fact, you don't have that advice. And one reason might be that you're paying too much in taxes because you don't have a smart investment strategy. And we always keep taxes in mind when we plan for your retirement. And what we want to do is offer you just a very simple message. If you'd like to spend more time or traveling with the grandkids and get your mind off this, turn it over to us. Give us a call right now at 877-807-7233, and you can go check us out online at jalbertkellyfinancial.com. And please give us a call. Come on in for a complimentary portfolio review. Our portfolio, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is standing by to take your call. And again, that number is 877-807-7233. Coming up next, we're going to discuss the benefits of an IRA.
Looking to grow your retirement savings? You've come to the right place. Our phone lines are always open at 877-807-7233. This is the Financial Forum Radio Network. Now, back to Russ Jalbert.
Welcome back to the Financial Forum. I am Russ Jalbert, and with me today is Pat Kelly, registered investment advisor with our firm. And we're here to make your lives better, you know, to kind of help you sift through that mountain of information that's out there and bring you what you need to know. And today we're kind of talking about taxes. Taxes are a big issue, and we want to now kind of turn to the benefits of an IRA. And the benefits of an IRA are primarily going to be that they can bring you a tax deduction for the contributions that you put in. You know, I think there's two types of IRAs, Pat, and why don't you kind of lead us off from there?
Yeah, that's a great place to start. So the first the two types of IRAs that we're going to be addressing is the traditional IRA and the Roth IRA. And when you think of a traditional IRA, this is the qualified savings account. It's going to be great for people who are in higher tax brackets now but are expecting to be in lower tax brackets once they retire. So traditional IRAs let you postpone your tax bill.
Yeah.
And then the Roth IRA is great for those who are many years from retirement because the growth and then your withdrawals are all tax-free.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. So as you're listening to this, the Roth is not going to give you any tax deduction. Your IRA will. And the deduction, Pat, for 2015 or 14 is what, $5,500?
$5,500 if you're under 55.
And then if, in fact, you're, I think it's 50.
Oh, sorry, you're right, yes.
And so if, in fact, you're over 50, then you get an extra $1,000. They call it the catch-up provision,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, $6,500.
Now, if, in fact, you have an IRA, you still can set up a Roth. Is that correct?
That is correct. Your only limitation on whether or not you can set up a Roth is your income.
Yeah, and I think it's, 132 for a single and 180-something for married. So most people listening are going to be in a position where they can make contributions to both of these plans.
Right.
Give us an example here, if you will, by investing in the traditional IRA. I get a tax deduction.
Right.
And then it's going to grow to whatever. And with my Roth, I don't. But I think you put some numbers together for us to think about here.
Yeah. If we can walk through a good example just to, you know, give a real, real clarity here. So let's say you're about 40 years old and you're planning to retire when you're 65. So you're going to have about 25 years of annual contributions. Let's say you're maxing that out. So you're putting in $5,500 a year. Every single year for 25 years. And then let's assume an 8% growth rate. That's pretty fair. So basically what you would have accumulated if we're talking about a Roth IRA is roughly $400,000. And so what happens is
that... Is that on a Roth or a regular?
That's on a Roth.
Okay.
And so what's happening is that's actually all tax-free income when you go to retire, and you can actually take all of that $400,000 out without any tax.
Okay.
Tax hit.
No.
All right, so now if we transition over into a traditional IRA, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be saving that same amount of money, same amount of time, same case study, and you're going to be actually, you're going to be around $434,000 a year, and the reason is because it's tax deductible, so you're putting all that money in, all that $5,500, nothing's being taxed. So you're having a little bit more money on in terms of earnings, but when you go to withdraw the funds, you're actually taking, you know, we estimated roughly a 15% tax cut. So it ends up being worth only $370,000.
Yeah, so what you have here is in your traditional IRA, you get the use of $370,000. In a Roth, you've got about $400,000.
Right.
So that's kind of the difference between these.
You really break it down, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems that an IRA has some advantages over a 401k account, because what you have here is the ability to pick about any investment that you want. But the reality is you are not going to be able to retire on simply an IRA. That's not enough money for you to be putting away.
Right, and that's why it's important, I think, to get just some really strong professional advice, because there are some other opportunities and some unique savings plans. We're going to go into a couple on the show, but there's just so many different options out there, and if you don't know what those options are, you might be missing something.
Well, certainly one of them is the 401k. Take advantage of your 401k at work. You want to certainly make certain that you are contributing the least amount up to the match that the employer is providing. And other than that, we have some ideas that we can share with you if you were to come in that, frankly, will really work out better for you in the long run. But the fact is, if you're approaching the retirement age, you definitely want to take advantage of these catch-up provisions that we talk about. Those catch-up provisions give you an extra $1,000 on the IRAs, and I think on the 401ks, they're about $5,000.
That's right. Yeah. It's $5,000.
And so if you'd like to learn more about how IRAs can help lower your tax bill, how you can retire in peace and in serenity, and, you know, if you'd like to learn about any of the issues that you're hearing about here, if this is you, give us a call, 877-807-7233, and you can check us out online at JalbertKellyFinancial.com, and come in, have a complimentary analysis, have a complimentary meeting with us. The number again is 877-807-7233, and we're going to be right back.
You've got questions? We've got answers. You're tuned to the Financial Forum Radio Network with Russ Jalbert. The phone lines are always open at 877-807-7233. Now, here's Russ.
You know, I love the word peace of mind. Peace of mind. You know, as somebody who is of the age of retirement himself, having peace of mind is very important to me, and we find it very important for our clients. But, you know, I got to share this with you. If you're listening now and you can write down, I want you to write this word down. I want you to write the word the, okay, T-H-E. And then right next to it, I want you to write the word IRS. All right? I'm looking over here at Mark. Do you know what that spells, Mark? The IRS? It spells theirs. It's and frankly, you know, I was thinking about that, you know, so maybe that's what they were trying to tell us when they kind of invented their name, the Internal Revenue Service. It's theirs. Well, frankly, it can be theirs, but I don't want there to be a penny more going to them than is absolutely necessary. Judge Learned Hand, a Supreme Court justice many, many years ago, said, you know, he gave this example. He said, you know, where I live in Alexandria, Virginia, we have a toll bridge. And I can go across that toll bridge, pay the toll every day, and it's going to save me time getting home. Or I have the ability, the right to not take the toll bridge, and I can drive around and take the long way home, and I'll be there about 20 to 30 minutes later. It's my choice. And he said, our tax system is very much that way. It's your choice. You do not have to pay more than you absolutely have to pay. It is your right. And I want to stress this. You don't have to pay any more than you absolutely owe. So what we want to help you to do is pay the least amount that you can. The IRS is a toll bridge, and you have the option to go around it if it's legal. And somebody said, you know, hey, Judge, what's the difference, you know, between tax evasion and tax avoidance? And he said, I think it's about 25 years, you know, and that's what he's... and that's what he's saying. You know, tax evasion will cost you time in jail. Tax avoidance is your right as an American. Well, listen, I want to talk about some health savings account. And I think the word that I'm going to put on them today, Pat, is, you know, the shadow IRA. And we've talked a lot about this in the office. It's something that we really don't talk a lot to a lot of people, but it's something that's there, and so we want to bring it up for our listeners today.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think the best way to start into this is talk about what a healthcare savings account really is. A health savings account is a way for you to contribute pre-tax money in order to pay for medical expenses that are not covered by health insurance, and that also includes your premiums.
Yeah. So here you have a way to, and most of you have heard of health savings accounts, and so you can set aside some of this money. Now, one of the negatives is that there's a pretty hefty penalty if you use this money before you're 65. But if, in fact, it stays there, I don't think there's any penalty for leaving the money in the account. And that's kind of what we're talking about here, isn't it, Pat?
Yeah, it is. And so, essentially, what we can do is you leave this money in here before, or, you know, until after you're 65, and then you can start making withdrawals. And it's actually a very big help when you're talking about lowering your taxes, because you're getting that deduction and you can put that money away, and then there's no
There's no tax on the money.
There's no tax on the money, and there's no RMD.
So it's a way for you to accumulate money. Now, look, the purpose of this account is to give you some money to pay those deductibles, and you have to have a deductible, of a large deductible, in order to buy the health care insurance. However, if, in fact, you're a healthy person, you have a healthy family, it might be a way to establish an account that if you don't have to get into it, you let it sit there, and you've got an extra pot of money when you're in retirement. That's kind of what we're saying there. Is it not, Pat?
No, it definitely is. And so, just so you guys have a little more insight, the contribution limits are basically $3,350 on a single person or $6,650 on a family. That's per year. And then on the 55 or older, you can actually save an extra $1,000.
All right. So it's very, very much like the IRA, different limits. So it's something that most of these are offered through your employers, and some employers actually will match some of the monies that you put in. So check with your employer to see do they offer a health savings account or a health savings account, and if so, it's something you more than likely want to take advantage of. One of the investments here, though, that we'll talk about is that many people are going to be attracted to find out some low-cost mutual funds that can be used. You can also purchase stocks and bonds, so you're pretty free to be able to pick the vehicles, if you will, that you want to. You know, there's lots of rules that govern what you can do and what you can't do as you're getting ready for retirement. And what we are is a firm that understands all the various things that are available to you. You know, and we can help you to make an educated, informed decision by sharing with you the options. What are the pros? What are the cons? And if you want to see if there's anything that we can do to help improve your retirement situation, we want you to give us a call. And certainly you can visit us online. Once again, Pat, I want to bring up the roadshow that we're doing on April 30th. We want to reach the people that are in Plymouth. We want to reach everybody that's in Northville. And we've picked a place where we think everybody can come together. That's at the Novi Sheraton. It's going to be on April 30th, 4:30 to 6:30. And, you know, we want to be able to help you understand, you know, what are the challenges that you face. We want to be there to let you know that we're committed to helping you, to answering your questions. So it's going to be April 30th from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Novi Sheraton. We'll look forward to meeting you all and having you come and say hi to us. So stick around. We're going to be talking about how to cut your taxes for next year.
This is the Financial Forum Radio Network with Russ Gelbert. Our lines are always open at 877-807-7233. Now, from the Financial Forum Radio Network studios, here's Russ.
Before we get into our final segment, which is helping to cut your taxes for next year, I just want to share with you some of the things that have happened during this week that has gone by. And my emails have kind of really been busy. I've received several, and one of those several is last week I said, I hate this industry. And holy cow, I got several emails saying, me too, I hate this, or my broker did this, or my planner did this. Look, I went on to say this. Don't get me wrong, I love our clients. I love helping people, but what I hate is it's the conflicts of interest that this business brings. There are severe concepts, or severe conflicts. Let me just take one. A broker. A broker does not have to recommend an investment that's best for you. What did I say? I said a broker does not have to recommend an investment that's best for you. Really? Yeah, that's true. All they have to do is recommend something that is suitable. You know, Pat, in you are a fiduciary, and you know the difference between being a fiduciary and not. So
right.
As a fiduciary, what is your obligation?
So as a fiduciary, my obligation, and Russ, your obligation, is to pick out of all the different investment vehicles that are out there, the best vehicle for our client in terms after we've gone through an extensive fact-finding period and knowing about the client, picking out the best solution that's accomplishing their goals.
So if you have three investments and you're at your broker's, let's assume that all three of them are suitable for you. If you're with us, we're going to say, well, this one has these fees, this has this one is best for you. I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer on which one is going to be best for the consumer. As a matter of fact, President Obama is really fighting to try and get the laws changed so that everybody has to be on this level playing field of what's best for you. But guess what? There's pushback. This has been tried for a long time.
Wow.
All right, what's the other conflict of interest? How about if you're talking to an insurance agent? And the best way I can describe this is, you know what? If you're a hammer, everything in the world looks like a nail. You know, and if you're with an insurance agent, that's going to be kind of, you're going to have an insurance type of recommendation coming at you.
Yeah.
Nail.
When you don't have a full tool belt, it is certainly hard to make an honest and appropriate recommendation.
It's a great, great phrase. When you don't have a full tool belt. And, Jalbert, we're coming to you with a full tool belt. So that is how I want to modify what I said last week. I hate the industry. No, I really hate the conflicts of interest that are brought to you people. I love my clients. I love helping people. And that's what we're about. There's one other thing I want to bring up. I got an email, and the guy says, Russell, last week you spoke about estate planning, and you talked about not liking your in-laws. And he said, you know what? You really hit me in the head. He said, I know what you mean. And those of you listening in know what I mean, too. Some of you just don't like that daughter-in-law. You don't like that son-in-law. And we got a word for them. We don't call them in-laws. We call them outlaws. Okay? So, you know, and you wonder, what are you going to do in your estate planning?
Right.
And so we have some tools. But anyway, I got this email. It said, my grandmother was from Italy, and she worked at Macy's. And she didn't make a lot of money. I'm kind of running through this thing. She didn't make a lot of money, but she saved diligently. And in her death, he said, I got a check. And the fact of the matter is, he said, shortly thereafter, I got a divorce, and half of that money went to my spouse.
Right.
And folks, that is the issue. You know, if you don't want an outlaw to get some of your inheritance, there are ways around it. And we understand that, and we can help you with that. We can't draft the documents, but we can help you understand how do you get around it. How do you protect all of your money for your heirs?
Yeah, and that's a good point. It's not even about the amount of money. It's more so the principle, right, of making sure that your loved ones, when they're transferring their wealth, it's going to the intended places.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So just a couple of other things here that I want to share with you. One is this from the Employee Research Institute. Americans have $4.13 trillion shortfall in their inheritance. $4.3 trillion. And it's really going to be getting worse, because what's the biggest risk? It's longevity, and we are living longer. But the question that has never really been looked at is, as you go forward, what happens if there's another major downturn? And that's a concern that we have at Jalbert, and we also have solutions for that. And the final thing that I want to share with you is what I call the ghost cities. Ghost cities, yeah. China. China isn't much in the news these days, but what we know about China, we've heard that it's slowing down. But, you know, China is a nightmare that's waiting to blow up. It has one of the biggest debt bubbles in the history of the world. In the history of the world, they have ghost cities. And what we mean by that is they have built cities for people between 500,000 and 2 million, and they have no one living there. They're empty. And they have invested lots of money. They've borrowed lots of money. And just like we had a real estate bubble here that finally burst. What is it they say? That bubbles don't deflate, they burst. And when the China economy bursts, it's going to impact the whole world. And this is something that we just kind of keep an eye on. We're not here to predict it's going to happen anytime in the next few months, but it's something that we want to be aware of, because as you get into retirement, you have 5, 10, 15, 30 years.
Right.
Something is going to happen. So we want to be able to prepare you for these events that we call black swan events, things that happen that we don't know when they're going to happen, but they happen, and they will happen.
Right, and they have nothing to do with the value. You know, let's say you have GM stock, you know, well, in that case it would. Maybe, you know, they have nothing to do with the value of the company, per
like
se.
Apple stock.
Yeah, like Apple stock, right? So it's more so about, it's much more about the fact that it's an emotional thing, right? It's just a big event. People pull money out of the market drops. And that can, to you, when you're pulling money out of your retirement accounts to make your monthly payments, that has a huge effect.
Well, it sure does. Listen, I want to jump in here, Pat, and we can always come back to some of these things, but I don't want to run out of time without kind of letting people know what is it that they can do for next year. And I know that we've got really, I think it's about four things that you can do that'll kind of help your tax bill for next year. And, you know, one of those is your 401k contributions. You want to make certain that you're maximizing those, certainly up to whatever your employer is putting in. But you have the ability, I think, in 2015-16, I think you can put away almost $24,000 if you're 50 or older. You can put away your base plus your what we call the catch-up. And, you know, $24,000 is a significant sum. And in addition to that, you can put money into a Roth IRA. You can have both, because the only limitation on a Roth is your income.
Right.
So if you're under $130,000 as a single or under $182,000 as a married individual, you can do the Roth along with your 401k. What about charities?
Yeah, you're really going to want to make sure you count and look at your charitable deductions, because they're fully deductible on your tax return.
Yeah, and you know, the 529 plan, now some of you folks, your kids are older and you're not going to be contributing, but you know, that's the plan where you can put money aside so that they can go to a state or an educational institution that is of their choosing, and you can put these 529 plans in, grow them tax-free. And finally, you know, you want to take advantage of these health savings account if your employer provides them. Kind of the reality is that today's tax return is simpler than it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, we had a lot of tax deductions. Today, there aren't so many. But the word that we would say is be prepared. Let me ask you this. Is your CPA a tax preparer or is he a tax planner? You know, and most people have a guy that's a preparer.
Right.
You know, he goes in and I call them historians. And, you know, he looks at the numbers, plugs them into the right boxes, and tells you what you owe.
Right.
We're more of a tax planner.
Sure.
You know, at Jalbert, we want, well, here, let me say it this way, right hand, left hand. In your right hand is going to be your tax return. In your left hand will be your investment statement. Anything done with the investments is going to impact the tax statement. And what we do is look at both so that we can make certain that you're... How about this? If, in fact, you have a lot of dividend income
right.
coming in, but you're not utilizing it,
mm-hmm.
all right, you're going to pay taxes on it.
Right.
Well, there's a way that we can eliminate that. So we want to make certain that you're not paying taxes on money that is not being spent today.
Another big thing, too, is inside your mutual funds. When your mutual fund manager is turning over these accounts and exchanging current holdings for new holdings, that is actually resulting in short-term capital gains. So you want to actually look at your how much your tax bill is based on your investments, and mutual funds is a big hit sometimes.
Well, it sure is. And, you know, kind of summarizing today, you know, we said don't be a procrastinator, you know, because procrastination creates stress. And we talked about some tax tips to help you get through the tax day. We looked at IRAs. We talked about the traditional and the Roth. We talked about health savings accounts as something that you can use to kind of buffer the your own IRA. And then we addressed moves on how you can reduce these 2016 taxes. The fact is that taxes are a big part of your life, and it's a big part of ours. And what we want to talk to you about is let us help you with your taxes. Let us help you. Give us a call, 877-807-7233. And you can certainly check us out online. Go to JalbertKellyFinancial.com and learn about us and give us a call. Pat, as we're coming down to the wire here, do you have anything to say?
Stay safe.
And I say, folks, be safe, because at Jalbert, we're always working to earn your trust.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy or completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Russ Jalbert or Patrick Kelly and Joseph Weltenbaugh are liable for usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and may be subject to restrictions, limitations, or early withdrawal fees. Annuities are not FDIC insured. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for the specific features of the product and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they're taken. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.